This is a true story that happened in my town. So this one Wednesday is like a normal day for the whole school. But today was different. Every other class had all their kids. But Mrs. Gandhi's room was totally empty. And do you know why? Because the night before, at 2:17 in the morning, every kid woke up, got out of bed, walked downstairs, and into the dark. And they never came back.
Just another movie night.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. We are Just Another Movie Night, and I am Scott, and with me is Joe, as always. What's up, Joe?
Not much, Scotty. Of course I'm with you always. I love you.
Yeah, I love you too. And today is before and after reviews, where we go see a brand new movie in the theater and give our instant thoughts before and after, spoiler free, unless we decide not to. And today we are talking about Weapons from Zach Cregger. His last movie was in 2022. It was named Barbarian, which we both enjoyed.
Yeah.
It was one of these weird movies that never came out on physical media. So
it's bonkers.
Yeah, it's now on Netflix streaming, but it's one of these weird movies that didn't come out. So a lot of people either saw it in the theater. It was a huge success, I think, at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people saw it. And for some reason, just kind of disappeared.
Yeah.
And he hasn't made a feature-length movie until now. And when we first saw this trailer, I think we both agree, we were instantly interested.
I was very intrigued. I'm like, all right, what do we got here? Alien abduction?
Who knows?
Kind of possession?
You see, that's the brilliance. And I think that's why Barbarian was so successful with us, was that the first trailer was so ambiguous.
Yeah.
Like, what, is ambiguous the right word? No.
I mean, I guess so. I mean, there was, like, a lot of, we don't know what's really going on in this. And, you know, it just add that air of mystery,
yeah.
You know? So,
I just remember thinking, I have no idea what this movie's going to be about. And, I think that's what really was successful about Barbarian, whereas when we watched that movie, we thought it was going to be one thing, and it became another thing.
Yeah.
And so I think that when we watched it in the theater, we were shocked. But I will say that movie in particular had a tonal shift.
It did, yeah.
It's a really serious, dark horror film, and then all of a sudden it becomes like a little bit of a comedy, and then it goes into clashes the two, where it was like a... you know, like a satirical comedy type of thing on men.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went and clashed the horror with the men again. And I think the whole thing overall was a giant metaphor for that. And I think that's why it worked so well. And that's the successful thing here that made me really interested is that when we saw this trailer, we had no idea, no clues. And unfortunately, we saw, I think, a movie recently where they had a new trailer. And it started showing stuff, and I tried to talk to you and not look at the screen.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, no.
You know, it could go either way still. You know how trailers put spins on things, you know? They screw things around. They like to play tricks. I mean, a lot of the times when you see a trailer in the theater, half that stuff's not even in the movie, in the final cut, you know? They just like to finagle.
A good trailer will use deleted stuff.
Yeah, just to get you roped in, you know?
Yeah.
But... here, I don't know. I don't know what we're going into. I could just say that I do really like Josh Brolin, so that's a plus. Julia Garner, her last film with the Wolfman.
Yeah, well, the Fantastic Four was the last one she was in, but yeah.
Well, she didn't really have any acting there. It was just like, okay, you know, deliver some lines and you're done. But she had to really act in the Wolfman, and I was just like, I don't know. She kind of was the weakest part about it for me.
Yeah, I did not like the acting choices in that film at all. And it got on me anyone, worried yeah. going forward for movies. With
the
her.
Kid was the like, best actor, but yeah.
I thought the husband was, but yeah, I thought it was a mess, that film.
It was a mess, yeah. So I don't know how I'm going to feel about this. I'm not... Right now, I am leaning towards not really a huge fan of Julia Garner. I do like her in Ozark, of course, because she was perfect in that. Mm-hmm. But I really want to see her really acting differently. You know, I don't want to see the same old, so I don't know.
And here, I wonder if any of these actors are even the main focus. That could be a trick of the trailer, like the Barbarian trailer was. We didn't know who the main characters were.
That's true.
And then even when you watch the movie, you go, I still don't really know.
I know.
And I think that's the genius part. And that might happen here as well. And it makes me kind of excited to see the film.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm excited. This is a horror film. Hey, you don't have to tell me twice.
Yeah, that's true. And I think because we liked the other movie and it was so twisty, and this movie seems the same way, I feel like I'll come out with the same idea or review,
mm-hmm.
which is a positive.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm hoping to come out of here with a 7.
Yeah, me too.
We'll see.
And that's, I think, what we landed on with Barbarian as well.
Yeah.
All right, let's go check it out.
I don't understand at all. Why just her classroom? Why only her?
Children.
We have a lot of emotional parents here. I think it's best if you keep some distance from this place.
Matthew, where are you? You go.
Okay, we're back. So, wow. What a film we just watched.
What a film.
This is a crazy one. I would say that sometimes I feel like I go see a movie and I'm like, did they make this movie for me specifically? Because I feel like this movie had everything I wanted in a film personally, like literally for me.
For
like,
you. Yeah.
Because I was checking the boxes. First off, I guess we'll go right into positives and we'll talk about this movie through positives. But the directing in this movie is absolutely incredible.
It's really great.
There is not only great directing, everything seems very practical in this film, but the way that they nailed like angles and following shots, and there is a lot of cameras zipping behind people, and mm-hmm. also multiple angles of one scene, and every time they executed it so well.
Yeah.
I noticed I have a thing with like chapters that follow certain people. I have an obsession with this. I'm starting to realize that I like movies when they do that, when you see every angle of a person's day or, you know, something like that. And this movie's doing that. I think last year, Strange Darlings was my other movie that was quite familiar to this type of idea where it's at a time and you follow a certain person and you get a different story.
Yeah.
And this movie does that too.
Yeah.
And I think that I love that movie. And I feel like movies that do this are really, really, really interesting. And I love seeing every aspect of what's happening in a sequence.
Yeah.
And this movie does that really well. That is huge to me. So the directing, the acting, everybody's really good in this.
Everybody is excellent in this, yeah.
Yeah, some really interesting acting. We have to point out there is a character in this movie played by the actress Amy Madigan. She is the mother in Uncle Buck. And Field of Dreams.
Okay.
I was shocked because I could not. She's unrecognizable.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't. I knew her. I knew. I'm like, who is this actress? Who is this? And really, really fun.
Yeah.
She's doing a great job with it. And she's having a lot of fun. I love seeing actors. And I think this director is really good at this. Getting people to do uncomfortably weird things out mm-hmm. of their comfort zones.
Yeah.
And I really love seeing that in movies. So that was a highlight. I can never say his name. The actor who played Han Solo in the Solo film.
Yeah, that was him. He played Paul in this. His name is Alden Ehrenreich.
I think so.
Ehrenreich.
He was really good in this too. Everybody in this movie that showed up I will say this, they don't have a lot to do because there's so many multiple characters in this movie, but I enjoyed watching each and every one of them. So that's a highlight. And then I guess the other thing to talk about is the gore.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty good.
There is, I love a movie that knows that how to use gore. Sometimes you do it too much. It can be off-putting. Sometimes you do it in the right moment and it's like sets a tone, or sometimes a person can use gore in a way where it's like you kind of want to clap.
Yes.
And this is one of those movies where when the gore did come, it was so epic and so over the top, but it was also so justified that I wanted to clap.
Yeah, for sure.
When I'm talking about, by the way, I should have, this should have been the main run, is the Carrie Christopher, who plays Alex in this film.
Yes.
Yeah, he might be the MVP actor of the film.
He's great. The little boy.
He plays the little boy in this movie.
Oh my God, he's so good.
His entire chapter in this movie was gut-wrenching and fascinating, and this kid nailed every single scene of it.
He really did. I mean, you could feel everything he was feeling.
Yeah.
It was brutalizing.
Yeah. Oh man, and of course you know Josh Brolin and Julia Garner are in this film as well, and they're great as well. But every time a new character got involved or introduced, and you got their backstories, you're like, oh yeah, this is better than the episode, like this thing before it. And the way it all ties together and comes back is fantastic. I was surprised to see a lot of actors showing up in the movie that were showing up. Also, June Diane Raphael. That was odd. I was shocked. Yeah, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, she played like the daughter of the police chief.
Yeah.
And a love interest of one of the characters. Yeah. And
I was like,
it was brief, but she was there. Yeah.
I like knew everybody. So there was cinematography, directing, the sound design of this movie, the quiet use of not a lot of score, but they do it. They don't even need to do the score because it's the chilling, like the silence that's chilling.
Yes. Yeah. And also I'd like to point out that it's very hard to incorporate humor in a movie like this, but they did it. They nailed it.
Yeah.
There was some parts of the movie where you couldn't help but laugh. But it wasn't like one of those goofy kind of laughs. It was like, okay, that's happening, and they're humanizing these people, and it was really good.
Yeah,
it was really well done.
I like that. It's one of those movies that's doing, it's juggling a lot. It's got a lot to handle. It's got like a lot of ideas it wants to incorporate or follow, and it's doing the juggling really, really well, because when the humor needs to come in, like characters seeing a person who looks very surreal, when they, like their reactions is the funny part, because they're reacting to scenes that any human being would also react, like what react, just like what the hell?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of that in this movie.
There's a lot of that. And it's like normal human reactions. Yes. Like what is it? You know, like you, there's like a lot of horror movies that you see where like the reactions are just so, like, really, no human would ever act like that, like seeing something like this, you know, and these people are really reacting, like really having that moment where that, like, are you freaking kidding me? Like that kind of moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to bring this up because I noticed a thing that was happening with me, and you know, I'm enjoying a film when I become the woman from a Scary Movie when she's in the theater and she's saying all the stuff out loud.
Yes.
Because I always have this thing about being sucked into a movie and completely being like, oh, I accept everything I'm seeing, or I agree with everything I'm seeing. Like, and it sometimes it's really rare, because I think a lot of movies that I find okay or just, you know, decent or even bad, kind of, they have a problem where they keep pushing me out.
Right.
But I noticed a movie, this movie in particular, I was kind of reflecting on myself during the movie because I was so involved and so invested in the movie that I was constantly making the noises the director wanted me to make.
Mm-hmm.
Because if someone got like hit, or I would go, oh, damn. Like, oh, I would be all those noises. I did it all. Shock noises,
mm-hmm.
Like laughing when I was supposed to. It had me so involved and invested that I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that goes to a huge credit of the movie to get you that involved and invested.
Yeah, I was 100% in. Yeah. Like, this movie had me completely captivated from moment one. And I usually have, like you said, like a moment where you're booted out for a second and yeah. they kind of rip you back in. No, this was like nonstop. I'm in this.
Yeah.
I'm in it. And it had like a lot of creepy undertones where like something that once looked really pretty turns into like something gross really quick. And they change like the set pieces and stuff to accommodate that. And it was really, really well done in my opinion. Do you want to talk about any cons?
Well, I said, yeah, I mean, I guess if that's what we have for the positive, because I would say that the overall experience was a positive one.
And a 100%.
Very interesting idea. I would say that this is also one of those movies that you can kind of like talk about what he wanted to talk about a little bit because of the name of the movie and some of the things that are happening in the movie. I think it's also there.
Yeah.
Which is weird. Yeah. But I think that I see this director and I see what he's doing with his movies and I'm on board so far. Yeah. So very intrigued. And I think that also is a highlight to the movie. I feel like there's much more to this movie that also in an undertone in weird ways.
Yeah.
I don't know I think that was the thing with Barbarian as well, where you felt like, oh, they're making a message about this thing. And then it turns into some insane, wacky thing.
Yeah.
And this again happens in this movie where something is just like surreal, but there also seemed to be something else.
Mm-hmm.
I think I really love that tone. Like a lot of movies, especially this year, I think I've been mentioning a lot of my problems with tone and how some movies don't know where the tone is. We saw Together not too long ago, and I felt like the movie, it could only go one way or the other. And then there's movies that do what this movie did, was kind of ride that middle line and say, no, I want to be everything. And then it's a lot of work to do, but I think this was successful at it. Whereas a movie like Together, I felt like when it went to another tone, it kind of ruined the other tone.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was kind of working against itself. Although I feel like at the same time, that was the maybe the point, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. But if I had to go into cons, instantly in the movie, it had my problem.
Narration.
Yeah. I have an issue with narration in movies where I feel like it's kind of like a cop-out.
Yes.
And I do, this movie is bookended with a narration, and the opening narration, it drops a lot of information.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to get all of that later. And I'm wondering to myself, was the narration needed in the film?
See, here's the thing. I think, no, it wasn't needed, but I think that it didn't harm or help the movie either way. Like, it was just there. It didn't bother me. It really didn't. It didn't take down the movie for me in any way. Because it doesn't go on throughout the whole movie. It's just, like you said, bookended.
It doesn't, but it's also like, was this added in because they felt like they needed to over-explain itself a little bit to people in the audience?
I don't think it was. I think that they just put it in there, but I don't really feel like it hurt the movie. I don't feel like that.
Well, I kept thinking, because I particularly thought the narration at the end wasn't good. I feel like when it ended, it was abrupt, and the narration was an abrupt narration. Like, I'm okay with the abrupt ending because everything happened that we needed to know.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't really need the narrator to tell us, here's what happened after.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only basically two lines. And I thought those two lines were unneeded in a weird way, where I was like, I think we kind of know what's going to happen next.
Yeah.
And you can sit there and go, well, what happened? And that also adds to the experience. as when the narration tells us something, we're kind of like, I feel a little let down by the narration alone. So I think that narration kind of hurt the ending for me a little bit. I will say that the opening also, it could have so easily been shown.
Yeah.
And I think that it might have been more powerful without the narration, because I even feel like the narration might be a little too cheesy in a weird way. A little too, I don't know, there's something about it where I'm like, the rest of the movie totally doesn't fit that narration. That's where I'm landing.
I can kind of see that. I mean, yeah, I can kind of see that. But like I said, like everything else that happens in the movie kind of just overshadowed the narration, which was, you know, it was not that much. So I was fine with it. I didn't think that it changed the movie for me overall.
Okay. Well, what would you say then is like a con?
It's a pretty solid film.
Okay.
I would say that if there's anything that bothered me was, I would say that they should have given a little bit more backstory on some people. It was kind of, I don't want to put anything out there for spoilers, but I would have liked a little bit more backstory on certain people.
See, I thought they did a really good job throughout trying to tell us little things about each character.
Yeah, they did that. They told us little things about each character, yes. But
there's background noise that tells you things.
Yes.
And I was like, that's interesting.
Also, I'm thinking like a true crime enthusiast right now.
Yes.
So my mind is going like, why didn't they do this? Why didn't they do that? Why didn't they...
Oh, absolutely. Definitely, I think maybe another con is definitely some kind. While I was invested, I will say that there is a level of suspension of disbelief that is needed in the movie. Mm-hmm. The movie does some stuff where you're going to go, well, why the hell would they, why would this person make that choice? And right. Why would the police not do this?
Right.
And that's definitely there. And I think if you're a person who's going to maybe read way too into it and need more, it's not probably going to satisfy you. But as a tight story, I think it is there. And I also think that there's, if you probably wanted to, you could probably easily pass things off because of what is the plot.
Yeah.
I think it could just justify stuff as, well, this could have happened, but we don't know. Unfortunately, yes, that is sometimes a problem. But I will say, that suspension of disbelief did not ruin the film for me. Like, I know I also was going, wow, these cops really didn't do their jobs really well.
The cops, yeah. Like, I was thinking, like, you know, Forensic Files, true crime, all that stuff the whole time. But otherwise, I really don't have any other cons. I mean, I really enjoyed this movie. Really did.
Yeah.
This was one that it had me on the edge of my seat the whole time. Had me like second guessing everything, and I was going through all the scenarios in my head the whole time, and I thought Julia Garner did a fine job, and Josh Brolin was great, and they seem like real people.
Yeah,
you know, I really don't have any complaints about much.
Yeah.
You know,
How long was this movie? Because I was thinking, I agree that this movie could have been a little longer. I would have been fine with it.
I mean, if they went 2 hours,
2 hours, 8 minutes.
Yeah. If they went like 2 hours, 20 minutes, 2 hours, 25 minutes, I would have been fine.
I would have been fine with it as well. I know a lot of people aren't like that, but I definitely think the opening could have gone a little longer that first day.
Yeah.
In certain characters' viewpoints. And the narration cut out. And I think that this might have been a really, really interesting film because I think the movie skips. It shows the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hey, this is what you need to know. This is what happened. And then it skips like a month. And you're kind of like, all right, we kind of get some days in there as well. But we skip a month and you kind of wish you saw the first
investigation,
day.
The first day. Everybody freaking out, everyone having like a meltdown, the kids are, you know, whatever. I wanted a little bit more backstory.
Yeah, that's... if you know how this movie does the chapters thing, it could have easily done the first day as the chapter opening.
Yeah, but I'm very happy with the way they did it with each person. I'm happy with that.
Oh, yeah, later on. But, I mean, it could have started with that because there is no chapter because when that first bookend ends, it goes into a person.
Yeah.
And then you're like, you're following that person. And it could have done day one and then just done, like, 10 minutes of, like, the experience and then skip that month and have a person. And, like, and then that would have been really maybe better. And I wonder if there was some kind of cut and they added the narration later, because, you know, one of my pet peeves of narration is, like, usually your narrator has to be a person involved in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when a person's telling us, hey, this is what happened, well, who are you? Like, were you there for the events? Right. Because it's not any of the characters in the movie.
Right.
So it's kind of iffy, like, who is it?
Mm-hmm.
And a movie doesn't do that, which is a thing for me. It's like, well, if the narration doesn't connect to one of the main actors, then I don't know the point of it.
Right. You
know
what I mean? I get you.
It's just like, hey, here's some folklore.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, that's odd. But they could have easily done that, and it maybe it would have worked better.
Yeah.
That's the con. That's the drag down for me. That's what stops it from being great.
The cons are really just very few and far between on this. I really like this movie.
Oh.
What would your score be on it?
It's a huge recommend. I'm going 8.
Yeah, I'm going 8 also. I really enjoyed this. I very much did. And I say go see it.
Yeah, I this is another one of those movies that is a good crowd film.
Yeah.
I can imagine, unfortunately, we saw this early in the day and we didn't have a big crowd, but I think people were reacting while we were reacting. But if this was a loaded theater of reactions, which I would think that it would play even bigger.
Oh, yeah, for
and
sure.
And so it's one of those movies, it's like, oh, I wish we got a big crowd.
Yeah.
Because I think people would have been like freaking out and loud, and that would have been really interesting.
Yeah.
And so I definitely think go and see it with a crowd. It might be really interesting, although it might be late into the week, but still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
8. Yeah. 8 for sure. Go see it.
Yeah. Good movie. I definitely recommend.
Really good movie.
I would love to hear anybody else's thoughts on the movie. Give us a comment down below. And if you're on Instagram, hit us up on Just Another Movie Night and Joe at The Crafty Misfit, and tell us what you think, and give us other recommendations of other movies like this that you like. Love to hear it. Until next time, everybody, have a good one. Bye.